this policy was certainly misrepresented to me. It isn't anything like what we thought it was. Hello? Hello?
Hello, sucker.
Station WMAQ is presenting Hello, Sucker, in cooperation with the Chicago Better Business Bureau, to help you recognize some of the schemes and rackets now making the rounds in Chicago. Business people are honest and fair with the public, almost 100%. But there is a small minority which preys on the unsuspecting public through petty schemes and rackets. Although these rackets are continually exposed and their perpetrators prosecuted, many continue year after year, with new ones being concocted and old ones revived with a new slant. Guard against the rackets. Don't let the expression, "Hello, sucker," refer to you.
Insurance is, to nearly everyone, a highly respected word. It has acquired its aura of confidence because of the stable and conservative management of our better companies through scores of years. We've come to think of insurance as protection against loss of income in our declining years, as assurance of a nest egg for education, as a reserve to draw on whenever emergencies arise. For instance, we may have to meet unexpected bills for sickness or accident, doctors, hospital, medical costs one after another. Unhappily, our confidence in such benefits sometimes amounts to an almost childlike faith in magic, which can make us an easy mark for the less than scrupulous company or salesman. These do exist, despite the watchful eye of the state insurance department. Take Gar Hill, for instance. His sales record is the envy of more than one callow beginner.
Why'd you say you want me to drop you off, Jack?
Corner of Weston and Foster, Mr. Hill. Say, I really appreciate a lift in this nice car of yours.
Oh, not at all, Jack. You'll be driving one like it yourself someday.
Well, if I ever get to raking in the commissions the way you do. Gee, how do you do it?
You, really want to know, Jack?
You're kidding?
I guess you really do. All right, I'll put you on to a few secrets.
Well, you will? Well, say now.
Save your thanks till they start working for you. First thing to remember is, these health policies are strictly one-call stuff. Sell them the first trip, or forget it.
Oh, well, that's one place where I must be wasting time.
Well, get out of that habit. Either get their names on that application blank before you leave the house, or not at all.
Yeah, but by the time I get through explaining the restriction and the policies and everything...
You mean you try to tell them about all that?
Well, sure, the state insurance department...
Listen, son, the state insurance department has no way of knowing how you go about selling a prospect on a policy. If any question ever comes up, it's your word against the prospect's, isn't it?
Well, I never thought of that.
Pick out the policy you think you'll go for, then make it sound as good as you possibly can. Stretch a few points if you have to. Most people think health insurance is some kind of magic anyway. They don't realize that the only thing that's binding is what's written down in the print on the policy.
Yeah, but what happens to you when they read their policy?
Who reads an insurance policy? No, son. They almost never read them until they're ready to put in a claim, maybe. And then it's no skin off your back if they find out their coverage has got limitations. You've already got your commission, haven't you? There isn't anything they can do.
And how does the less than scrupulous selling of health insurance affect the buyer? Well, Gar Hill called on John Carney and John's wife, Sarah, one day.
And now what you need is the protection of a hospital and surgical policy, Mr. Carney.
Well, we don't really have to be sold on the idea, Mr. Hill.
We thought we'd get around to it before now.
Yeah. I know how that goes, Mrs. Carney. Lucky for you and Mr. Carney, I dropped in on you today.
Lucky?
Yes, sir, Mr. Carney, lucky. You can let this matter of hospital insurance go for just one day too long, you know. Every day you delay, you take a chance. Now, what you need is one of our preferred family group hospital and surgical policies. Then you know you're prepared.
But how do we know we could get a preferred policy?
Oh, sure. It isn't hard. No, it isn't hard. Let me tell you about this policy.
Uh-huh.
First, you get coverage for your hospital residence. Your room, that is. Use of the operating room, anesthetics, x-ray examinations, laboratory examinations,
You get allowance for medicines, drugs, dressings, and supplies, and other necessary expenses.
Well, that's more or less usual, isn't it?
Yes, that's usual. But our preferred policy also covers blood transfusions and ambulance service. And all this is only the beginning, sir. Only the hospital part of it.
How many days does that pay for?
Mr. Carney, the first year, this policy covers up to 100 days of hospital residence.
50 days for each of us?
Oh, no, Mrs. Carney. 100 days for each member of the family group.
Well.
And with the two of you in the family, that means that you each get coverage for up to the maximum. That's for the first year. After that, the length of time increases so that at the end of 10 years, both you and Mrs. Carney would be entitled to 200 days apiece in a hospital and get coverage for every day.
But who wants to spend 200 days in a hospital?
Well, nobody does, of course, Mrs. Carney. But if such an emergency did arise, well, it's been known to happen. Now, let me tell you about the other part. The surgical benefits.
You mean for operations?
Or suppose you had an accident, say in a car, and got your arm broken, or your leg, or a collarbone.
It pays the doctor bills, too.
Oh, yes. Believe me, this preferred family-type policy is just what you ought to have. Now, have you any questions?
Well, let's see, how soon do all these benefits take effect, Mr. Hill?
Right away, as soon as it's issued to you. You can have an accident the very next day. And you're entitled to put in a claim.
The very next day?
Oh, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, what's all this coverage going to cost us then, Mr. Hill?
Cost?
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes. Sooner or later, we always get around to that important little matter.
Well,
cost.
Sounds like this little matter might be expensive.
Oh, but you're both going to be surprised when you find out what a surprisingly little matter the cost is, Mrs. Carney. For a family group policy like this one, only $2 a month apiece.
Is that all? $4 for both of us?
That's all. I told you you'd be pleasantly surprised. Isn't it amazing? I'll just fill out this application for you.
Sarah, what do you think?
Should we look around some more?
Well, honey, we agreed a long time ago we ought to get hospital insurance. You know?
Yes, I know.
I wouldn't delay any longer if I were you.
Well, this preferred family group policy does sound pretty good, I guess.
Now, if you'll just give me your full name so I can write them in these blanks.
John Luke Carney.
Uh-huh. And the Mrs.
Sarah Goodall Carney.
I see. Age?
46.
All right, 42. And are you in good health?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Well, as far as I know.
And free from all mental and physical defects?
Well, now, everybody's got his little quirks, Mr. Hill.
Oh, those don't count. Serious mental diseases, like confined in a mental hospital, nervous breakdown, something like that.
No, of course not. Neither one of us. But see, that physical defects, now, how can you tell about that without being examined by doctors?
We take your word for that, Mr. Carney. You don't have heart attacks, gastric ulcers, tuberculosis, high blood pressure, do you?
Oh, well, no, I never have, but Sarah here...
Well, I had a touch of high blood pressure for a while, a couple of years ago.
But it was just a little spell. You got over it.
Oh, yes.
Nothing since then. You're all right now.
I feel all right.
Then we'll just forget about that. No physical defects.
I wouldn't want you to put down anything that's not so.
Oh, it'll be all right. You want this policy as soon as possible, don't you?
Of course.
Well, then, we just won't mention that little old spell. Okay. Free from physical defects. Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Has applicant had, within past 5 years, medical advice or treatment? Answer, no. Or suffered from any mental disturbances or illness? Answer, no.
No.
Have you ever had an application for insurance refused or canceled by a company? Oh, knows the answer to that, of course. Now, if you'll just sign here, please. Mr. Carney? Mrs. Carney first, yes.
Okay. Here. Mm-hmm. Where?
Well, right on this line where I made the little mark.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Goodall Carney.
Thank you. And now, Mr. Carney.
Right here? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see. John Luke Carney.
Well, now your application's all taken care of.
And now, Mr. Carney, if you'll just write out that check to the Fairway Life and Casualty Company for the first monthly premium, I'll be on my way.
Well, I'll have it made out in just a minute, Mr. Hill.
And in a couple of weeks, you'll have our preferred family group hospital and surgical policy. And, of course, I hope you never need to use it.
Well, the preferred family group policy did arrive within a very few weeks. But did John and Sarah read it carefully and find out whether the agent's glowing promises materialized in print? They couldn't have. Else, surely, they wouldn't have gone on paying that $4 a month for the restricted coverage they were getting. Never doubt it for a moment. In insurance, more than anything else, you get no better than you pay for. And is $2 a month per person a high enough premium for the comprehensive benefits that John and Sarah thought they were buying? Frankly, no. However, the irony of misplacing confidence in a hospital insurance policy lies in this. You may not know how you are hooked until you need the benefits and need them badly. Eventually, John and Sarah made their discovery. One morning, as John started down the front steps on his way to work...
Oh! Sarah! Sarah!
John! John,
Sarah, watch out for those steps. I slipped on the ice here.
Oh, are you hurt, John? You look so...
Oh, I think I've broken something.
Well, don't try to get up. No, you might need to... I'll go and call the doctor.
You say he slipped on the ice, Mrs. Carney?
He fell so hard, Doctor. I'm so afraid he's broken something. Can you come over right away?
Make him stay right where he is now, Mrs. Carney. Keep him quiet. Don't let him move. I'll be right over.
Easy now. Does it hurt? There?
Oh!
Mm-hmm. What is it, Doctor?
I'm afraid he's fractured his hip, Mrs. Carney. We'd better get him to the hospital right away where we can x-ray it and see if we have to operate. This fracture's even worse than it looked in the x-ray. Sponge. There, that does it. Metal pin ought to hold now. Suture. He's coming out of it now, Mrs. Carney.
Oh, thank goodness. Doctor, was it a bad break?
Pretty nasty, Mrs. Carney, but we've got a nice, clean reduction on it, I think. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
What is it, John?
Insurance called.
Don't be alarmed, Mrs. Carney. Just the drugs, the anesthetic. He's going to be all right.
What are you saying, John?
Insurance.
Oh, doctor, I understand. He thinks I ought to call the insurance company, I think.
Yes, yes. Sleep. No.
He'll be more like himself when he wakes up, Miss Carney. Now, you. You'd better get yourself some rest. You look as though you could use some.
Without a doubt, the Carneys now need the benefits of their hospital and surgical insurance. Reduction of a severe hip fracture is an expensive business, and the convalescence afterward is often a tedious one, as seems likely for John. Now is the time for all the protection the insurance salesman promised so glowingly, or this accident will make a severe dent in the family savings. Now, Sarah calls the Fairway Life and Casualty Company and receives the first rude shock.
Hello? This is Mrs. John Luke Carney. I'd like to make a claim on my hospital policy.
What's the number of your policy, please?
It's, let me look. Number 413505. It's a preferred family group hospital and surgical policy. My husband fell and broke his hip, and we need money to pay the doctor bills and the hospital.
Now we require a written notice on it, Mrs. Carney. Within 20 days after the accident took place, or 10 days after your husband's disability begins, Now, if you send the notice in writing, we'll mail you the forms for filing your proofs of loss.
You mean I can't get the money now to pay the hospital and the doctor?
Oh, no, madam. You pay the bills. You pay the bills, then file your claim. Then we pay you the amounts covered by your policy.
Oh, dear.
I suggest you get your written notice in as soon as possible, ma'am, saying what the accident was. We'll mail your proof of loss form just as soon as we can.
But how are we going to know how much to put in a claim for until this is all over?
Well, ma'am, your final papers don't have to be in for 90 days.
90 days?
That's right, ma'am. Now, let me suggest again that you get your written notice in to us right away.
Yes. Yes, I will. Thank you. That's 3 months. Do we have to pay all those bills for 3 whole months?
Disillusioned as she was, Sarah couldn't bring herself to disillusion John yet about the way the hospital bills had to be paid. But hospitals present statements payable by the week. And anyway, as John grew stronger after a few days and not in so much pain, he began to insist on knowing about the details of their insurance claim. And at last, on the day the hospital presented the first weekly bill, Sarah and John Carney read their preferred family group hospital and surgical policy together.
Well, honey, at least we can be thankful I had an accident.
Oh, John.
Well, if I'd got sick, we couldn't claim anything. It says here, plain as day, benefits for accidents start right away, but for sickness, you can't claim anything for 6 months after you take out the policy. It's been a little over 5 now.
But, John, I thought this policy was going to take care of all this expense. The medicine, the dressings, the x-ray, the ambulance.
Honey, when you look at this part here that says hospital benefits, about the only things it really covers are the anesthetic and the operating room.
And it only allows $10 for x-rays.
Yeah, that isn't even half of what they charge for the one on my hip. Sure leaves a gap, doesn't it?
It's awful. $5 allowed for laboratory examinations.
Hmm.
Why, John, just look at the charges for those on this hospital statement.
I know.
And only a $10 allowance for medicines and drugs and things.
$10 is what it allows, all right. Right there in black and white.
And $5 for an ambulance. $5. That's a good one, that is. The hospital charges more than twice that much.
What gets me is this $4 a day for hospital residents. Honey, what are they charging us a day for this room, anyway?
$13.
And I'm supposed to be entitled to 100 days in here. At that rate on this policy, that cost us $900.
Oh, let's not talk about it.
Honey, let me look at that bill from the hospital again.
Oh, John, wasn't it bad enough the first time you saw it?
I want to figure out something.
Oh, well, here it is.
See, now.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out what we've got coming to us under this policy and then how much we've got to dig into our savings for. X-ray operating room. Thank goodness that's completely covered. Room, $4. 6 days. Laboratory anesthetic. It's covered. Medicines. 10 ambulance. 5. Carry 1, 2, 2. Wait, I figured that we've got $90.35 coming to us in hospital benefits from this policy. Say, did Doc send the bill yet for the operation?
Yes.
How much was that?
Well, how much does the policy allow for?
Well, let's see. Down here under surgical benefits says scheduled operation fees, fractures. Let's see. It says for open operations. We get $50, according to this thing. How much did you say the doc charged?
I didn't say.
Well, how much was it?
Oh, a lot more than that.
Oh, come on, honey. Might as well tell me. I'll have to find out sometime.
All right. It was $300.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Well, honey, now look. This hospital, for the 6 days I've been in here, comes to a little more than $200. Now, the doc, $300, and the policy will take care of, altogether, about $140 of it.
Which leaves $360.
Yeah, and that is quite a hunk of cash out of the savings for just 1 week.
Oh, it's going to be more than that, John.
Sure, it's going to be another week at least before the doc lets me go home, but... Of course, $4 of that room charge will be covered. That's something.
Well, it will and it won't.
What are you talking about?
Well, I've been trying to tell you, John, and not wanting to. We've got to pay all of it ourselves.
What?
That's what they told me at the insurance company. We have to pay all the bills ourselves.
Well, how come?
And then later on they'll pay us back whatever they decide we can have.
that what they told you?
That's what they said. Now, look over there on that page where the real black type says standard provision.
Oh, gosh. That agent that sold us this wonderful bill of goods never said a thing about that.
Bill of goods is certainly what that thing is. We were a couple of goofs when we listened to all that double talk.
He sure didn't give us much of an idea what was really in this policy, did he?
It just makes me furious when I think how innocent, what gull we were.
Yeah.
I think we ought to try and get a better policy.
Maybe so, honey, but it's too late to help us much this time.
We never even asked that agent any sensible questions.
Okay, honey, okay, we'll get a better one. Once I get back on my feet. Say, you suppose they'll let me have a cheaper bed in this hospital?
Well, I asked about that as soon as I found out about having to pay out all that money ourselves. And they said they didn't have any cheaper beds.
Oh. Well, and... Sarah, tell me, how could you make out taking care of me at home?
Oh, I could manage.
Oh, I know you will, Sarah. You always have. I'll talk to the doctor tomorrow.
So, another week, another $200 later, perhaps a bit sooner than he really should have, John Carney continued his convalescence at home with Sarah taking care of him. She did manage, but it was more work than she thought it was going to be. And then, too, maybe Sarah wasn't as strong as she thought she was. You've heard, no doubt, that misfortune never arrives in single lots. At least it didn't for the Carneys. One day, as Sarah brought John's lunch tray to him...
What's the matter, Sarah? You look so pale. Honey, what's all that perspiration on your forehead?
Well, I guess I feel kind of peculiar. Kind of faint-like.
You got that high blood pressure again?
No, I'm not dizzy. It's a pain in my side.
Well, lie down, honey. Now, take it easy. I'll call Doc Felton.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Sarah, you're sick. Look at you. Now, lie down.
And Dr. Felton arrived soon after that and packed Sarah off to the hospital. Not in an ambulance this time, but in a taxicab.
Dr. Felton... When we get there, can you arrange to put me in a bed that... Well, a cheaper one than John had.
Well, we've got some 4 bedrooms. What do those do?
Please, we've had so much expense already.
Well, maybe we won't have to operate, Mrs. Carney. It depends on what I find out from your physical examination. We'll get that over with right away. I'm sorry, Mrs. Carney. Your white count is way, way up. Can't risk leaving that appendix in, and I don't think we'd better waste any time about getting it out.
Oh, dear.
Now, we'll give you a general anesthetic, Mrs. Carney. Your blood pressure is up just a bit.
So again, medical bills and the hospital... and a prospect of no more than partial reimbursement for all the expense. But now John and Sarah knew, or thought they knew, what to expect, and that it would be some time after their papers were filed before they could hope to receive even the limited sum they were able to claim under their limited policy. And it was several weeks later, before the morning, that a letter addressed to Sarah was left in the Carney mailbox. John brought it in.
Letter for you, Sarah. From the hospital insurance people. Say, maybe it's the check on your claim.
I almost hate to see it. It's bound to be so small.
Well, might as well open it, honey. Any little something's going to help out now.
It's only a letter, John. There isn't any check.
No check? What's the letter say?
Dear Mrs. Carney, it says, regard to your claim for hospital and surgical benefits, policy 413-505. We find it will be impossible to allow your claim.
What's that?
Doctor's report. Medical history of high blood pressure, onset of which requires more than 6 months, length of time you have been a policyholder.
But that agent said it didn't make any difference.
Can only conclude you did not truly state facts regarding your physical condition on your application.
But they can't allow your claim, not any of it?
Oh, wait, there's more. It says they won't renew the policy anymore. They've canceled it.
They can't do that. Let me look at that thing.
In the desk drawer.
Where is that thing?
What do you want of that day, Ken?
Here it is. Let's see now. They can. Right here. Then right here. This policy is renewable at the option of the company only. Gee, I wonder why we never noticed this before.
Yes. I wonder why. You know why, John?
Why, sir?
Because the minute that agent walked in here that day, he had our number. And we're just what he took us for. A couple of suckers.
Always read and understand an insurance policy before you sign up for it and pay its premiums. Distrust those glowing promotion letters that lead you to think you can buy hospital and surgical insurance or a comfortable income while you're disabled for low premiums. Beware the agent who promises you much for little. The only contract that is binding on the company is what is in the policy in black and white. Be especially on guard against companies not licensed to do business in Illinois. And if you don't know whether a company is licensed in this state, ask the State Department of Insurance. Never forget it for a moment. You will never get comprehensive coverage for less than it actually costs. And that isn't cheap. Never are you insured by magic. And if you think you can be, you may only succeed in becoming eligible to be addressed as...
Hello, sucker.
Tonight's script was written by Christine Squire and was based on information secured in cooperation with the Chicago Better Business Bureau. All characters were fictitious, and any resemblance to any person living or dead is purely coincidental. Members of the cast were Rita Ascott, Paul Barnes, Jack Lester, Matt Noel, Arthur Peterson, and Jess Pugh. Hello, Sucker is produced by Judith Waller with direction by John Cowan. The special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Adele Scott and Jose Bethencourt. Sound by Tom Evans and engineering by Jack Jenkins. This is Don Gordon speaking. Next week, Hello Sucker reveals information about the You Can Earn Money at Home rackets. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.